Welcome. Today we're heading to Eitvar and the nearby Paklani Islands, where a lively historic harbor can sit surprisingly close to quiet swimming coves. The aim is not to rush through a checklist. It is to pair Eitvar town's stone streets and waterfront energy with slower time on the Adriatic, good Dalmatian food, and room to follow the weather. Eitvar town makes an immediate impression from the water. The harbor curves around a busy promenade, boats come and go, and pale stone buildings climb the hillside behind it. At the center is Eitvar's broad main square, a natural place to orient yourself before slipping into the lanes that lead away from the waterfront. Those lanes are where the pace changes. You pass shuttered windows, small doorways, worn stone steps, and corners that feel calmer than the harbor only a few minutes away. If the waterfront feels too social or too busy, do not conclude that Eitvar is only about that scene. Timing changes the experience considerably. Early morning is especially rewarding. The light is softer, deliveries and daily routines are beginning, and the streets feel like a town rather than a stage set for visitors. Later in the afternoon, take the walk toward the fortress above town. The view helps make sense of Eitvar's geography. Harbor below, islands beyond, and a long horizon of sea. It is worth approaching that walk at your own pace. Bring water, allow time to stop, and treat the view as part of the visit rather than a quick photograph before moving on. Then come back down without a strict plan. A short wander, a swim if conditions suit, or simply watching the harbor settle into evening can be enough for a first day. The Paklani Islands are the natural counterweight to town. This nearby group of wooded islets and bays offers swimming stops, rocky edges, fragrant Mediterranean vegetation, and changing shades of blue. They are not one single experience. One cove may feel sociable, another more sheltered, and another busy simply because several boats arrive at the same moment. So how should you choose? Start with the conditions. Wind, sea state, and the season matter more than an online photograph taken on a perfect day. A local boat connection or a boat trip can make the islands easy to reach, but ask locally which bays are sensible that day and how much time you will have ashore. If you can, avoid treating the day as a race between named stops. Pick one or two places, swim well, have a quiet pause in the shade, and let the water set the rhythm. There is also a small practical pleasure in keeping your expectations flexible. A cove that is busy at midday may become much calmer when the larger boats move on. Bring sun protection, water, and footwear that can handle stone and uneven shorelines. More importantly, follow local advice about swimming areas, anchoring, and any environmental restrictions. For a compact visit, think in 2 or 3 days rather than trying to fit every island experience into one long afternoon. On day 1, arrive, get your bearings in Eitvar town, and keep the plan modest. Walk the harbor, spend time around the main square, explore a few uphill lanes, and consider the fortress later in the day. That first evening is a good time for an unhurried meal. You will enjoy it more if you have not spent the day worrying about a long list of sights. Make day 2 your Paklani Islands day. Confirm ferry, water taxi, or boat trip details locally, because arrangements and suitability depend on the conditions and the time of year. Choose a bay or two rather than several. Swim, sit out of the strongest sun when needed, and leave enough margin to return without turning the day into a transport calculation. With a third day, resist the urge to fill it automatically. Revisit Eitvar town early, take another swim, enjoy a long lunch, or use the time as a buffer if the weather altered your boat plans. That buffer is not wasted time. On an island, it is often what turns a tight itinerary into a relaxed one. Food is part of that slower rhythm. Look for fresh seafood, simply grilled fish or other grilled dishes, olive oil, local wine, and seasonal produce rather than assuming every meal needs to be elaborate. A good island meal can be remarkably straightforward. Quality ingredients, a table with a little breeze, and enough time to enjoy the conversation around you or the quiet, if you were traveling alone. For many travelers, late spring or early autumn offers a gentler balance of pleasant weather and potentially fewer visitors than the height of summer. That is a tendency, not a guarantee. Sea conditions, temperatures, and crowd levels can shift. Pack for sun, but also check forecasts and local advice before committing to a day on the water. Eitvar is commonly reached through ferry or catamaran connections, often as part of a wider Croatian coastal route. Confirm your particular connection close to travel, especially during busy periods. Once in Eitvar town, walking is often the most satisfying way to get around. The center is compact, while the hills remind you to wear comfortable shoes and avoid overloading the day. For the Paklani Islands, local boats are the practical link. Plan ahead when demand is high, but leave room to adjust if weather makes a different choice wiser. Respect matters here. Keep noise low in residential lanes and small coves, take waste back with you, avoid disturbing coastal plants and marine life, and support local businesses with patience and courtesy. The Adriatic looks effortless from shore, but it is a working and living environment. Follow instructions from boat operators and local authorities, particularly around swimming, mooring, and protected areas. The useful takeaway is simple. HVAR becomes more rewarding when you balance its historic center and harbor energy with unhurried time among the Paklani coves. Leave space for a changed plan, a long meal, or an extra swim. Thank you for listening, and wherever you go next, travel gently and enjoy the pace of the place. Goodbye.